producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, Jonathan, if I could lean on you today, I would, my friend. I'm emotionally exhausted from the loss of our good friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. It's been a 36-hour whirlwind, and I know you knew him as well, and I figure we'll start the sacred fire of liberty with a guy who really loved liberty, stood strong against so much opposition in terms of healing freedom as a physician, and we admired him and honor him today as well as we crank up another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Ward.
Well, his death was quite tragic, and occurred so suddenly. And I just talked to him last Thursday, and he was vibrant as usual and quite well-informed as usual and very wise in his recommendations for the integrative medicine movement, how to protect it, how to advance its interests. And I've had, I had the privilege of representing him for a time, and during that time, of course, I knew his great reputation, but I learned quite a bit about how intelligent he was and how conscientious he was. And it is one of those circumstances where you're struck by the fact that a person who changed the lives of so many people in a beneficial way and who had so much promise still to give for the benefit of mankind was snatched from us prematurely. And it's always a tragedy for the family. Our hearts go out to them. But in this case, it reached far beyond the family. There are many patients who depend upon him, who woke up the next morning to discover that the person who was leading them to health had been taken from them. And then it's not only that, but the whole movement has benefited from him. He was interconnected with, he's connected to everybody in this movement who was making a difference. And he added great counsel and helped move this whole integrative medicine movement in the right direction. So I'm sorry to see it happen. I'm very, very sorry to see that a good friend and client of mine is gone. And I wish the best for his family and his friends. And we all continue. We all go on. But some people leave a mark that is so significant that you're always reminded of what they did, and you always ask yourself, well, if they were here now, what would the world be like? How would it be different? Because when someone has that kind of promise and ability, when you lose them, it's not just what you have lost in a friend. You realize that, hey, look, that loss is one that's significant. It's going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know for a fact he was a great admirer of yours, Jonathan. I can reveal certain things a lot of times when I had him on the show. How we continue to chat on the breaks. A lot of shows you're on, the host just, you go silent. And I'm like, I appreciate the people that are on with me, such as yourself. And, of course, anytime we get to connect with Dr. Gonzalez. And a lot of times we talk politics and different things and, you know, health freedom issues. And then invariably your name would come up as we're talking about something. He says, what do you think Jonathan Emord thinks about this? Because we knew each other very well, too. And I always love that there's almost a mutual admiration society of those who love liberty. And we tend to know and gravitate toward each other, although our paths don't always cross every day. But in reality, we're on this planet for a similar reason. We all have our strengths. And guiding principles that certainly the guiding principles seem to be almost identical in all of these circumstances, but the strengths are unique for each of us. And what he has done in the realm of healing and bringing the reality of recovery from diseases that the allopathic medical monopoly says are not possible, is extraordinary. It just, as much as I see what you've done, Jonathan, in beating back the bureaucratic oligarchy and whatever battles that you can take on, others would say, no, that's impossible. You can't do that. And so there is a spirit of, we're not taking no for an answer. We're not going to be told we can't do something. We're just going to find a way to do it.
Definitely true. He was a courageous man, and he suffered enormously. He was subject to persecution, wrongfully maligned, and yet he rose above that. It's one of the marks of a truly great person that they rise above a contest and don't wallow in negativity and don't spend their lives in a bitter battle to try to get back at those who have harmed them. In Christ-like fashion, you know, he... accepted the punches and did not retaliate. He achieved his victories by what he did and what his future offered. He wasn't a captive of the past. He really did evolve and live based on today. And he had many strong opinions, and he was a visionary, but he always spoke in gentle terms, and he was always kind. And he was tolerant and kind to those who disagreed with him. He set a good example, you know, in an age of caustic debate and when people oftentimes engage in invective where they attack the person rather than the idea. He wasn't about that. He was a kind-hearted, good person who truly loved people, and he served them with his, you know, every ounce of strength that he had. He engaged in an effort to try to take people who are dreadfully ill and who are largely consigned by the conventional community to death. And he would take on their cases when everyone else wouldn't. And he would do whatever he possibly could and think outside the box and try to save them when a lot of people would just, who were in the medical community would just say, well, you know, there's no hope. Get your affairs together and be prepared to die.
Yeah. So he dedicated his life. People. Literally, he dedicated his life. I mean, he gave his life for what he believed in. Never tired. And of course, you know, we know that this life that we live is temporary. This body that we're given is temporary. It's a great gift. I don't think he wasted a second of it on his, you know, except on devoting himself to, you know, what he was here to do. And it's a great inspiration to me, always has been. And, you know, as we, you know, mourn the loss and also celebrate his life, I find it extraordinary as much as he had been attacked by his peers, which I feel like they really weren't his peers, because if they were, they would have sat at his office and learned from him as opposed to denigrating him because they didn't understand the things that he did. You look in the mainstream press or the Wikipedias that are so corrupt and pharmaceutically conflicted, and it's just vicious what they did to him. And yet again, as you said, he remained tall, and he found his friends, those who supported and appreciated him. And I think history will be very kind looking back onto the advancements in real medicine that he made in his lifetime. It's just a shame that he wasn't acknowledged by that group, although he was here and he will be continue to be here. As I acknowledge you and your efforts in life, as opposed to, you know, we're not waiting around, for instance, but I'm in awe to some degree of what he did, what he accomplished, considering the odds against him.
Yep, I couldn't agree more, Robert.
But here we are, and it's the sacred fire of liberty, and we got to keep lighting those fires, rekindling those fires. And if it's Wednesday, Congress is violating the Constitution. That's a blog title from our good buddy Norm Singleton. He can't be with us tonight from Campaign for Liberty. But he was referencing a law that is repugnant. I think we even talked with Nick about this before, but H.R. 1599, preempting state ability to say we want to know what's in the food. We will mandate labeling, so truthful labeling, if you will. You were, as we've discussed on the show, responsible for crafting certain legislation, I believe in Vermont and others in other areas that have withstood scrutiny, judicial scrutiny. And I think this stimulated the Monsantos and the biotechs of the world to say we've got to do something here because these bills could put us under. It means the states will mandate GMO labeling and then the people will not want to buy our product, which is, again, an irony considering how proud they should be of their technological advancement. If it's so wonderful, everybody would want it. You would want to label it and say, here it is, come and get it.
Well, that's right. This is a bill that would legalize deception. It is a Monsanto Protection Act, and the bill does something very horrible. It takes legislation in the states that merely requires that food products, if they contain GMOs, reveal that fact to consumers, and it preempts them and sets up a regime in its place where Monsanto never has to reveal that a product contains GMOs, or any other company that is in the big agriculture business using GMOs. They don't have to reveal GMOs in any food product. And conversely, it makes those who sell GMO-free products to have to suffer through now a new regulatory regime before that can be deemed certified by the Secretary of Agriculture. And then to top it off, because the preemption is so sweeping, laws in localities like five counties in California, a county in Oregon and in Alaska that have adopted legislation to protect organic farmers from cross-contamination from GMO farms, well, those laws are gone too, so that there is no impediment to disseminating throughout the food supply GMOs. Not only that, under this legislation, GMOs can be in foods labeled natural.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Without being disclosed. Without being disclosed.
Well, we're going to take a break here, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, with Jonathan E. Mord, again, acknowledging the passing of the great Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. We're going to talk about this more, this concept of preemption, if you will. And is there any basis or precedent for overturning something like this? Because the House just passed it. We're going to see what we can do next. We got Jen Honeycutt as well as Ronnie McMullen after that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan Emore has been on the road so long. Can't wait till he gets back home in his own studio, I'm sure. But having a good time out in San Diego with your friends from Youngevity, is that what I understand?
That's right. I'm here at Youngevity in Michelle Wallach's office. She graciously supplied it, and it's wonderful here in San Diego.
Well, say thanks to Michelle from all of us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. We appreciate it. And the question now, back into the Congress critters and their continual violations of the Constitution by their very votes and their lack of principles on the DARK Act, as it's been called, Denying Americans the Right to Know Act, the preemption of state bills, local bills, becoming law, including some that you've wrote and that has withstood judicial scrutiny, on the ability of the people of the state to know what's in their food by saying, hey, if it's got GMOs in it, we want to know, label it. This would block that. Now, question, historically, do you know of other cases where preemption bills like this have been passed into law on a federal level where they've either been challenged successfully through the judiciary or they've been overturned by a simple 10th Amendment nullification perspectives?
Well, not in recent years, that's for sure. But I can say that we do have one step to go before this thing becomes something that the president can sign, and that is the Senate of the United States. So this is the time for everybody to notify their senators that they are opposed to this bill. It is absolutely critical. The amount of money that the Big Agriculture, Monsanto, the Grocery Manufacturers Association is pumping into Congress and the lobbying they're exerting to get this thing through is tremendous. And on our side, there are precious few lobbyists, but there are certainly a number of voices that hate this. 90% of the American population thinks that if GMOs are in food, they want to know it on the label. That's survey after survey. So now it's time for that 90% of the American population to voice their concerns to Congress and say, kill this, dark act. And I think if that happens, we'll see it go down. But if it doesn't, then that's going to fly through. And there's going to be rapid movement to introduce a companion bill in the Senate. Now, as far as, you know, if it passes, well, a lot depends on the implementing regulations. But if it becomes impossible to use the term GMO-free unless you get Secretary of Agriculture approval, that clearly raises a First Amendment prior restraint that should be deemed to be unconstitutional. And in addition, there may be reverse commerce clause or full faith and credit type arguments under the Constitution that can be made. As far as nullification is concerned, well, you know, if you can't use the term genetically engineered on a label, well, what if you say that there's been a modification to the genome?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they then, you know, so states may come up with creative ways of readdressing the question so that consumers are alerted. If you can't put on the label that something's genetically engineered, what if you put a symbol that means that they've tampered with the genetic material? What if the state passes a law that says that if there is an agricultural practice used that modifies the genetic composition of a product, that it has to be in a certain color container or has to have a certain symbol on the container? Well, you know, those things are possible. So this is not an all-inclusive piece of legislation in that regard. In fact, the Grocery Manufacturers Association says that they are going to use a code on the label of products to reveal GMO presence. They're trying to placate the opposition here. But if they can do that, certainly, then why couldn't the state mandate it? Why couldn't the states all pass legislation requiring that code? So, you see, there is there's room here for a lot of activity on this still. But in the first instance, why not just tell the truth? And why not let legislation that calls for the requirement that they tell the truth on the label be made? Why do we have to trick consumers? You're so proud of genetically engineered ingredients, and you should proudly put that on your label and let people know it's in there and do what they should have done in the first place, which is argue in the marketplace of ideas and information that their products are better. Every other product has to do that. Every time someone comes out with a new product, they've got to persuade people that it's worth their money buying it. And, you know, if that's not the case, then what are they doing? You know what I mean?
I
mean, why is this... why should you have the government create this anti-competitive protectionist legislation to this great detriment of the organic food industry?
Yeah, I do like the idea of putting these Congress critters in NASCAR uniforms, and they have to wear the logos of those who have bought them to vote for this act, like the Dark Act. They have to wear a Monsanto logo or something, kind of identify them by who bought them. Anyway, we've got lots more healing to go on a political, economic level, and a physical level here with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Has anybody paid the fine for Obamacare?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, if you're longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Jonathan Emord, you know we do not appreciate Obamacare in the least. And I said we've acknowledged that some people have become dependent on government. I mean, you can't say people haven't, but that's not the argument for us. The argument is on a principle, the freedom to decide how you want your care. As far as health care, because we would argue there's not a whole heck of a lot of health care going on in Obamacare, even acknowledging that prior to Obamacare, there wasn't a lot of health care either. It was disease management. other than those doctors like a Nick Gonzalez and others who have stepped outside of the pharmaceutical box and said, hey, there are other ways to go to restore health. It's not just about poisoning them with FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. And, you know, we appreciate doctors when they do what they're trained to do in an appropriate fashion, like surgical interventions when necessary. But the whole Obamacare scheme, I estimate, was designed to fail to bring on a single-payer socialized system. That's just my take on it. But, Jonathan, it seems like that 7.5 million Americans feel like Obamacare is so bad they'd rather pay a penalty than take that system into their own household and their own families.
Well, these are people who value their freedom and who have said that, look, while I can afford the penalty, I will do the bold thing and not concede to this regime that is demanding that I buy health insurance. These people are great. They are people who believe in freedom. They are populous, large numbers. 7.5 million people is a lot of people. Remember, it was only about 50 million people that they said were uninsured and would be insured through this thing. As it turns out, it just created an environment where an equal number, roughly 50 million people, will remain without adequate health insurance and will be forced onto the exchanges eventually, perhaps, by this penalty. But these people are courageous, and I think that the lack of courage lies in Congress. Again, we have a Republican leadership that is unwilling to go to the mat on Obamacare. They appear to be willing to compromise to accept the existence of Obamacare. It's shameful. It is a sign that principle is given short shrift in this Congress, which has been the case. You know, we just talked about H.R. 55 or 1599 and how they caved based on crass protectionism for Monsanto over the interests of the entire American population, the health of every American citizen. The same is true here, of course. And we have a constitution that is being violated with such impunity these days that it's just disgusting. For those people who love this country, like we do, the greatest attribute that our country has, of course, is a constitution of liberty and the chance to live in a country where the government was supposed to be limited and the rights of the people were supposed to be paramount and the government was to be the servant of the people. But this regime in Washington, particularly with President Obama, believes that the people are their subjects. You get Obama ruling king-like, refusing to abide by constitutional limits, even refusing on this Iran situation to await congressional evaluation of the treaty and a vote on it before he proceeds towards ensuring implementation through the United Nations and apparently making side deals that are secret with the Iranian government. There's a contemptuous disregard for constitutional limits on power that characterized this president and his administration. And a fear, apparently, well, we have an unscrupulous Congress. This president should have been impeached.
Yeah.
And he still should be impeached. But there is no stomach for it. Everybody fears the charge of racism.
Right.
They fear, and, you know, principle is what guides us, not the color of someone's skin, but principle.
You kind of wish they would be fearful of a term called unconstitutional, but that is met with, oh, yeah, okay, you're one of those, right? You mentioned the Constitution. Now, we've documented acts that are unconstitutional by Congress. We've certainly documented them by Obama as the president. And, of course, the judiciary and the Supreme Court level of doing all these kind of yoga-like gyrations to make sure that Obamacare could survive the challenge. Now, I can't even remember now if the fine is a fine or is it a tax. Remember, it was a penalty, but they passed it as a tax, so it would pass constitutional muster. Then it changed somewhere midstream. What is it? Is it officially a penalty or is it a tax?
Well, the statute refers to it as a penalty, and the traditional analysis was to determine whether or not its primary function was revenue raising. Well, neither Congress, by its members, nor anyone else believed this to be a true revenue raiser. The whole purpose of it was to dissuade a segment of the people, a traditional penalty. And it was referred to in the statute repeatedly, over and over again in the statute, as a penalty. Yet the Supreme Court in the first Obamacare decision, did like it did in the second Obamacare decision, reinterpreted the statute to say, oh, no, the penalty is really a tax, and while it violates the Commerce Clause to compel people to buy a certain good through force of federal law, who are wholly intrastate, not in the channels of commerce for insurance, it is nonetheless constitutional under the tax clause. So while we admit it's unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause, we're upholding it on the tax clause. Well, what utter rot! If something's unconstitutional under some provision of the Constitution, it's unconstitutional. Furthermore, the tax clause has never been so broadly construed as to embrace the notion that a penalty in a statute should be redefined from the term Congress uses to be deemed a revenue-raising tax, when that was not its principal purpose. And, you know, then they go on to the second Obamacare decision, where the very plain language over seven times in the statute very plainly says that the subsidy that is to be provided through Obamacare was available only in those states that established an exchange. Well, they read that language beyond the language that's in the statute to mean whether it is established by a state or by the federal government. That language, or by the federal government, nowhere exists in the statute. It was whole cloth creationism by the court. And the court virtually admits it in the majority decision, certainly is attacked for it in the dissent, that, look, the majority says, well, the purpose of the statute is to provide this revenue necessary to make it function, and if we were to make a decision this way, we would essentially defeat the Obamacare statute. So because that would defeat the purpose of having Obamacare, we're going to rewrite the statute and make it stand for something that it was never intended by Congress to stand for.
Jonathan, I have to ask, is it unreasonable of me to ask, though? I mean, you work within the system, and you see the outrageous unconstitutionality of it every day. That it, you know, and I've used the term delegitimizing, like the Supreme Court activity and behavior and what their rulings say, we're not legitimate. You know, at a certain point, can you ever expect them, or how can you expect them? Is it just a random act? We throw the dart on the board. We hope this time they'll rule based on the Constitution instead of acknowledging it and violating it at the same time.
Well, we do have this element of schizophrenia where the court, on the one hand, for example, in the property rights context, had found this term, very same term that issued the second Obamacare decision, that a takings was occurred when there was a prospective, when property, in that case raisins, were seized, even though it would subsequently be sold on the open market potentially and some portion of the market value would be returned. The court rightly, correctly, and consistent with the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment held it to be a taking. But then when it comes to this, rather than following constitutional law, following the precepts of statutory construction, they abandon those in order to produce the result-oriented jurisprudence of upholding the statute against itself, making it a new statute and making it stand. That is an enormous affront. Of course, huge consequences that flow from that. But the problem with all of this, whenever the court engages in legislating like this, is that it does delegitimize the institution of the court. It makes it impossible in the lower federal courts, for example, for the courts to understand precisely what direction the Supreme Court is going to go in because they chose to rule by politics rather than by rule of law. And the ultimate tragedy is that all of these things, the violation of the separation of powers by President Obama, the usurpation of legislative authority by Obama to rewrite the Obamacare statute to mean different things, that dates different than what it's statutorily required, and as well as the growth of the administrative agencies unlimited as to their power, even though it violates individual liberties or even though it exceeds the statutory grant of authority, the enabling statutes for those agencies, and creating fiefdoms that are unchecked by the courts, the Congress, or the American people because they're unelected. All of these acts combined create an unconstitutional government, create a government that is nothing like the Founding Fathers envisioned and certainly doesn't live within the limits of the document that is supposed to define the structure of our government. So
right.
You know, this is where we are. We have a bureaucratic oligarchy, as I mentioned in my book, The Rise of Tyranny. That's really what we have. We no longer have a limited federal republic. We have a bureaucratic oligarchy that is unchecked in its power and grows enormously every single year.
So is it another unreasonable or maybe perhaps dangerous question to ask you to go back to the Founding Fathers' view of what has gone on today? I mean, what would be their rightful remedy?
Well, of course, it would ultimately be revolution, but in the first instance, as it's stated in the Declaration of Independence, that these sorts of things we suffer for as long as it is possible before we would ever resort to a revolution. So in the first instance, we have these mechanisms, broken as they are, to restore the republic. That is litigation in federal courts. That is voting into office people who believe in these principles, supposedly in the hopes that they will vote according to those principles and will reduce the size and scope of the government. As I've mentioned in my book, Restore the Republic, I think it's ultimately something that limited government is going to come regardless of the direction taken by these folks. And I say that because the government is so vastly in excess of financial reality, and over $63 trillion just on the Social Security system alone that is
right.
Future indebtedness.
Economic reality will bring it crashing back down to earth, and at that point, of course, limited government will have to be implemented. Again, we're just not arguing for a Mad Max kind of society either, but I think a libertarian one where people would not violate the rights of others, that would be a good place to start. All right, Jonathan Emore continues after this. What are we doing to protect the troops at home?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com, you'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, I've been outspoken on unconstitutional incursions around the planet and nation building. And I know, Jonathan, you concur in that. We'd like to see a constitutional movement to do what is right by the United States of America and protect our interests as well. Back home, these recruiting centers are vulnerable, and even our bases at home are vulnerable because some kind of federal edict says these soldiers can't be armed. And rather than wait for a shift in policy by the Department of Defense or the Pentagon, ordinary citizens are now lining up at these recruiting centers, and they're armed to the teeth, ready and willing and able to defend. And I think I want to send them over to the VA and defend the troops from the medical assault as well, while I'm thinking about it. But I think that's rather interesting that the people are taking it upon themselves to do something good here.
Well, I really like this, Robert, because you see, this is an act of conscientiousness, and this is a just act. They're protecting the troops because the idiot government will not allow the troops to protect themselves. It reinforces the notion of just how ridiculous it is. There's a policy that disarms our troops when they're on the base and when they're at the recruiting stations. And as I've said before on the program, I think those who are trained in the military to use weapons and who are serving and are in good standing in the military should be able to have those weapons wherever they go, should be able to fly on planes with those weapons. And I believe if we did that, we'd create an instantaneous degree of security far greater and at far less expense than the absurd TSA. So, you know, that's the solution to our woes. Mm-hmm. When it comes to rapid elimination of those who would use violence to advance their perverted view of religion and their extremism, we have a right to defend ourselves, and we should look forward to the fact that we can have a trained military that can defend itself and others, and all we need do is let them keep the weapons they're trained to use.
Right,
and let them have those weapons at the ready. And that sends a clear message if they targeted military installations, if you let them have those weapons, they're going to have to realize it's going to take a lot more than just an idiot with a gun, series of guns and weapons to get through a full-blown, well-trained armada of soldiers who are ready to take them out.
Right. And of course, when we talk about protecting the troops or supporting the troops, you know, we have to mention even Ronald Reagan, and you served with Reagan, you know, recognized some places that they did not belong after the, you know, bombing of the barracks in Beirut. You know, for those like Lindsey Graham who think we should be everywhere all the time, you know, Reagan utilized the wisdom of learning and said, no, this is not appropriate. And I think that is also wise and strong. It's not stupid.
Well, I think that when you have a clear enemy that has made you its target, it is your right of self-defense to eliminate them wherever they are. But I don't believe that it's our role appropriately to be a nation builder, to go in occupied territory of a foreign land and erect a government and expect the local people to be happy with it. We need to defend our interests wherever they are in the world. We need to defend our people wherever they are in the world. And we need to eradicate our enemies when they're dedicated to our destruction. And this administration has turned the world upside down. It embraces our enemies. It gives them the means to commit mass genocide. And it betrays our friends. And it does nothing to give adequate defense to American lives and interests around the world. But there is a distinction to be drawn. And that distinction is the line between an American life and a terrorist life. I will take a terrorist life in a heartbeat to protect an American life. This president will allow an American life to be taken to avoid offense to a terrorist. It's insane.
Yeah, well, the values have certainly twisted again since the time you served in the Reagan administration. And what has happened then? It's not to say, and you didn't see atrocities and unconstitutional acts in Congress and elsewhere, even the judiciary back then, but it seems to have taken on a new level of dysfunction.
It is embarrassing because they're proud of their unconstitutional actions. They're public and proud about them.
Well, Jonathan, you have a safe journey home from this great trip you've been on. Say hello to all our friends out there. We look forward to seeing you back in studio next week to keep rekindling the sacred fire of liberty together.
Sounds good, Robert.
All right, next hour, Super Don and I take on the Skep Ducks. We've got Zen Honeycutt with a call to action on the Dark Act and some life change tea from Ronnie McMullen. Detox that liver. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.